For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News, and today I'm proud to announce the addition, coming addition, of our 36th station to our little network. Plains FM will be broadcasting portions of our programs through Christchurch, New Zealand. So now we're going intercontinental, my friends. Thank you for being along for the ride. This branching out down under is thanks to Blair Anderson, who does a show down there, Blair's Brain, on cannabis. He's a hard worker trying to end this war on our own people as well, and I thank him for joining up with the Drug Truth Network. And this is Blair Anderson.
Well, I'm from New Zealand, Dean, and while we're a long way away from the United States and often regarded as being sort of on the far fringes of the planet, we're a small country of a little over 4 million people. We have the population of a New York suburb, so we're often not really considered as being that important in drug policy, but we're at the cutting edge in many respects of where drug policy could be. We have elections like everybody else, and of course law and order and all the things that are dysfunctional of drug policy come up time and time again. I'm a lobbyist. I run a small organisation called the Mile Greens, where you can be found on milegreens.com on the internet. And we play our part as we best we can in the local politics and, of course, the national politics. And also one of the functions I perform as a drug policy advocate is to play a part in the international spectrum as well.
What is the perception of New Zealanders insofar as the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on medical marijuana?
Well, it got a mention here in the media. Medical cannabis has been ruled out in our current electoral climate. The minority parliament here is too weak to move this forward, despite the fact that it's highly indicated by respective health select committees of our House of Representatives that medical cannabis should be sorted out. But when people run into the court system, as I recently helped a guy in court, the judge has ruled not only against hearing any medical evidence being presented, even though he had his specialists and pain specialists in the courtroom ready to give testimony, the same dysfunction applies. It's illegal because it's illegal, and because he had the temerity to defend himself, the judge gave him a 60% increase in his sentence.
The dysfunction is known worldwide. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.